Former U.S. Senator John Tester has weighed in on the state's 2026 race for the upper chamber. In a widely circulated text message, the Democrat indicated support for a potential independent candidate. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
Lee newspaper's State Bureau first reported on the text from Tester haranguing the Democratic Party. The longtime senator has been a leader in the state party for decades. Tester also supported the idea of University of Montana President Seth Bodner running for the U.S. Senate as an independent. Tester did not deny sending the text on his podcast Thursday morning and responded to news coverage, saying any implication that he doesn't support the Democratic Party is untrue.
I'm going to continue to try to help push the Democratic Party in a way that will hopefully allow them to win some races moving forward.
Montana Free Press reported that Bodner is mulling a run, but won't discuss the race until he's ready to make an official announcement. Four Democrats are already in the race to challenge incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Steve Daines for the seat. Tester's text cites Bodner's military career, Rhodes Scholarship, business background, and current job as reasons for his support. He also says Bodner couldn't win as a Democrat and describes the party as a poison to his past two campaigns. Tester predicted that Daines will beat Democratic candidate Riley Neal handily. Neal, a former state legislator and publisher, says the conversation is a distraction from current events concerning voters. She says it doesn't impact her strategy.
In my campaign, I am just working every day, getting out on the ground, interacting with Montanans, talking to Montanans all across the state, as I have been for the last 15 months.
Montana Democratic Party Chair Shannon O'Brien says the party will support any Democrat running for office, but declined to comment on an independent candidate entering the race. In Helena, I'm Shaley Rager.